This is Capital Insider, an insider's guide to Oklahoma politics, policy, and people. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley.
How are you today, Dick?
Great, Sean. Time is running short to fix the state's budget mess. Governor Fallon has gone public with appeals to legislators to put politics aside and pass revenue-raising measures to fill the state budget hole. She was more strident than usual. Why so, and why now?
Well, the legislative session is nearing an end, and lawmakers are prohibited by the state constitution from considering revenue-raising measures during the final 5 days of the legislative session, essentially the last week of this month. That means beginning Monday, they have about 10 legislative days if they're going to increase any revenue. Now, keep in mind, she called on them early in the session, at the start of the legislative session, to look for ways to increase revenue, and nothing much happened. We came on down to sometime in April, and she appealed to the press and said, hey, look, these guys are not considering revenue-raising measures, and they need to get moving. They need to do something. And here we are a month later, and really nothing's been done. At one point, she held up a poster showing the $878 million deficit that they faced for the upcoming fiscal year, and then wrote down how much additional revenue they had proposed raising in various pieces of legislation, and that number was a zero.
House Democratic Leader Scott Inman also had a press conference and offered a proposal. He stayed firm with a solution that he had offered at the beginning of the session.
Yes, like Governor Mary Fallon, House Minority Leader Scott Inman has pretty much been telling the same story all legislative session. Back in January, before the session started, he indicated that Democrats would look at certain revenue-raising measures if lawmakers would consider an increase in the gross production tax. A couple of years ago, the gross production tax was lowered from 7% to 3% on oil and gas, from 7% to 2%, excuse me, for oil and gas production that takes place during the first 36 months of a well's life. And as a result, revenue from that tax has declined over time and continues to decline, according to Representative Inman. He said if a change was considered in an increase in that rate was considered, Democrats would be on board looking at things like the cigarette tax and the motor fuel tax.
With small numbers of members in both the House and the Senate, why do Democrats matter?
Their votes matter. In order to increase any tax, you're going to need 3/4 of the House of Representatives first to vote for it, or 76 votes, and then 3/4 in the Senate. There are only 72 Republicans in the House of Representatives, but not all Republicans are on board on increasing taxes. In fact, on Thursday, a new caucus formed, the House Republican Platform Caucus, which plans to stick to the tenets of the Oklahoma Republican Party's platform. And one of those elements is to oppose tax increases in the final 3 weeks of the legislative session.
So with less than 3 weeks to go before the session ends, where do the budget talks stand?
Well, that's an interesting question, because really we have to keep in mind there are two sides to that, to those talks. One is revenue raising, and as the governor has pointed out, we haven't seen any significant revenue raising measures being considered, even put up for a vote. The other side of that is spending. And we're not hearing them talk about spending at all. We've heard some talk about a teacher pay raise, but the only piece of legislation that would provide that dropped at the last deadline. So there is a lot of talking left to do between all sides to come to some sort of budget agreement.
What is the level of tension right now at the Capitol?
I would say it's pretty high. We've seen it on both the floor of the House and the Senate to a certain extent, and we've seen it on Twitter. As recently as Thursday, Governor Fallon made a comment regarding the House of Representatives finishing up before noon with their legislative day, and the House Speaker's office retorted, "We did not see the governor's car here on Wednesday night at midnight when we were still working." Tensions are rising.
Thanks, Sean. That's Capital Insider. Catch us on KGOU.org and on iTunes, where we'll have an extended interview with State Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister about education in Oklahoma. Until next time, I'm Dick Pryor.